The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Okay, so we've talked before about Wendy Williams and how she's had some erratic behavior on her show. The latest one, this, she couldn't pronounce coronavirus, right?
Right.
A couple of times. The 56-year-old sparked some more concern after Friday's episode of her show, where, again, she appeared to trail off, lose focus, stutter through her dialogue. Even when she comes out at first, I'm going to play a clip of the show, but when she comes out at first, I can tell
something's up.
Oh, yeah, she's spaced out.
It's the Wendy Williams Show.
Okay, enough of that. This is terrible.
Look at her.
Oh.
Oh my God. With eight people in the audience.
Hi.
Look at her eyes.
I'm chewing on this.
Oh, yeah, she's out of it.
My hands.
Wow, what's the matter with her?
Thank you for watching our show.
So here's a bit of the
Odell.
Beckham Jr.
Some producer's like, who gave Wendy Williams mushrooms before? Just one too many edibles or something.
Yes.
Or something.
Odell.
That's our girl, Odell. She's hosting SNL tomorrow night.
It's like she's not there.
This is like,
how do you feel
about
that?
How to win in daytime TV.
Yeah.
Now she's reading over scripts and doing her thing, and she posted that picture, and a lot of the people said, well, why are you not performing? Why are you just hosting? The fans were really mad about her for not performing.
What the heck
Listen
is
to
going?
Me, fans.
I don't know, you guys. What's happening?
Oh, she's tripping balls, dude.
It's Adele.
For a producer, it's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Go to commercial. Go to She's getting visuals from the mushrooms. She's watching dragons and stuff right now. We got to. She's staring at that elephant in the back.
I feel that she needs to be pressured by you for when she announces new music.
Is she eating a lozenge and that is what's messing her up?
No,
she's like,
no,
does she have the caramel? Does she have the caramel lung?
Love, not bleeding her heart.
I have a theory.
Soul,
yeah. I don't know.
Just, okay.
And I always have this theory. But is she like acting a little bit, like making this up? But that's why she's so popular. Because why does she still have a show?
Oh, like
people
so
are interested
she's
in the train
spaced out stuff.
Every yeah, once like, in a while, act
it
a little
gets
out.
Clips. People it watch it. It draws attention to her.
I don't know. That to me is someone who's spaced out on something.
I mean, I don't think she's a normal thinking person.
There's
right.
a potential
all,
for that. I see what you're saying.
You know
they're
what
like,
I mean?
Listen, Wendy. Gobble down these pills or whatever and like yeah. these mushrooms and then go out there and try your best. I bet it'll do better
because
than when you...
she's been on the air. Has she always been like this the
well,
whole time?
Because
I've never watched her show, but I just...
No, I don't think she has.
Yeah.
She's been normal
I think she has
host.
Moments like this, right?
James, have you watched her show?
I have not.
No,
she's on,
no, I thought.
She's on no, too early. She's
oh,
on before
okay.
I get home.
So. Oh, okay.
But I see what you're saying. It's more of like an attention grab.
Yeah, some yeah. of it. I mean, I think she's whacked.
I mean, anything's possible. I do think, like, when you saw the eyeballs and...
That's the thing. The,
yeah.
way, the way her eyes were, it's like something's going on there.
Because how can she function and, you know, if she was on a lot of drugs and actually do a show?
I think there's a lot of people that are high-functioning...
addicts.
And still, like...
No, but hers is obvious.
Yeah. Well, at times. I would say, like, at times...
So she gets very good ratings, correct?
Is that
well,
right?
I just think there's a lot of competition.
That was terrible.
It's her,
oh,
it's Kelly Clarkson, it's
oh,
Ellen.
That's a terrible show.
You know, like this, there's not a lot of daytime competition.
Yeah.
Love this music.
I know you don't.
Thank you. Even,
I love him.
But,
Lisa loves
now,
the producer.
You're not realizing. Yeah, now you're realizing.
Oh, wait, she's in.
I don't like that in my life.
Yeah.
I really only know Adele from just being Adele from Hot Topics.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes There's certain people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't understand either.
That looks great, though, by the way.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, she's rubbing her butt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you say,
don't, Wendy. Oh.
Get your hand out of your pocket. What are you rubbing?
Then maybe you're Melis.
She's got like a pleather jumpsuit on.
So do I. I didn't say the word. No, Matt, I didn't say the word. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
It's just like, I don't know what she's saying.
But look.
Did she say Melis?
Melis.
Instead of jealous?
Uh-oh.
You should go on that.
Wendy.
Lisa in the control room. Uh-oh, what's she doing now?
Sit her down.
Gay fella. Sit her down.
Listen, I just want to listen to Lisa watch the show.
I know.
I need to mic Lisa up.
Yep.
And just watch Lisa watch this show.
It might have cost 59 cents. I have no idea.
Uh-oh. Don't fall.
Honestly, yeah. What it seems like to me is just a girl that maybe had one too many glasses of wine before she went out to do her show today.
Yeah. Well, wine and pills.
Yeah.
That's not just
wine. Well, yeah.
That's like not just wine.
Like
that's
a little Xanax and wine. Yeah. A little Xanax and wine.
Think she drinks before she goes on?
I'm sure of it.
Yep. I would.
Can I start doing that?
Yeah. Let's
Lisa,
go.
Pick it up.
Like
Lisa,
the end of
is that
career.
Jack Leather?
Pills.
Oh, let's do the show on wine and pills.
I don't care what you guys are doing.
What an insane show that would be.
Are you talking about penis again?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I like.
You guys
I'll tell you what I like. Lisa, what do you like?
Justin Theroux.
I like Justin Theroux, you know? Whatever.
Whatever you think.
Whatever you think is whatever you think.
I think we all should be on wine and pills.
Yeah, exactly.
One day. See, that'd be a crazy
honestly, issue. Dave and Chuck on wine and pills.
To be honest.
The wine and pills special?
Yeah, that's how most shows are done all the time.
Yeah, really. We're one of the few shows that doesn't do
exactly.
Wine and pills.
Drugs, yeah.
Yeah. So. Like, go ahead, do the threesome. Okay.
We're like the lamest morning show.
Yeah, we are.
No on-air wine and pills here.
No.
All I got is my highball.
Yep. Just some regular coffee.
Some coffee. Right.
Everything I'm on is doctor prescribed, I swear to God.
Yep. Yeah, but people
I'm just
are
high on life over here, guys.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either. It's a lie.
Maybe she's on to something. I don't know.
I don't know what
when
this
I live the life of Wendy Williams.
Yep.
I do love that. Even that producer guy was like, oh, she's moving.
Just cameras, be ready.
She's going to do about 10 minutes about her pants. She's going to do about 10 minutes of gab about her pants.
And they watch it.
Here she comes.
She's like,
she's bombed, guys. She's bombed. Look at her. She is bombed out of her mind.
I love how they all try and do the.
And there's four people in the audience.
Let's get an audience like that in here.
Let's not ever do that.
No.
Oh, that would get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't do it.
Yeah, she's bomb, though.
If we do a wine and pills show, let's get an audience like that, too.
Every time James freezes the video, too, she looks absolutely just out of her mind.
Yeah, she's going to be sweating in that suit. Oh, that leather suit.
Oh, God,
your ass is sweating. That's why she's moving
Please
around.
Please don't
like
talk
that.
About Wendy Williams' sweating ass. I've never thought about Wendy Williams' ass before.
Get Lisa some pills.
Lisa, get her some booze.
Some booze, please.
She's talking about sweating Wendy Williams' ass.
That is why, though. She was moving.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd be squirming right now if mine was that sweaty.
She had swamp ass. She's
If they put me in a one-piece leather suit, I'd have to go to the hospital after the first hour.
He's lost a lot of fluids.
What is he, a boxer?
I don't know a lot of people who wear just leather suits, but I do know one.
Who?
James.
James,
gimp suits.
How hot is it in a leather suit?
It's very hot.
Yeah,
you're like sealed
up. Leather suit?
Why not?
Oh, when you're not a full on leather suit.
No, but
close enough.
You had some air
enough to get the heat going.
Yeah,
pretty hot.
It was pretty hot, Lise.
It could have gone either way, but you know what I mean.
Hot.
Yeah. Trouble anyway. Trouble in Wendy Williams.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This woman in Tennessee, cops are looking for her. They say she assaulted an officer and a bystander at an Ulta Beauty store.
I'm always afraid to go into Ulta Beauty.
It's
just because of that.
The assault. She was there for a makeover. And the before and afters are amazing. But it's her name that's getting the attention.
Okay.
I've never seen a longer first name.
Okay.
Officers are looking for Lackawanna Shanixia, I believe. How would you say it?
Here's how many letters?
Or maybe it's Lackawanna Shanixia? That's probably it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Lackawanna Shanixia.
That's on.
So it's almost like just two.
Lackawanna. Oh my
God. Look at the length of that name.
It's Lackawanna Shanixia.
Lackawanna Shanixia. Lackawanna Shanixia.
Freeze, Lackawanna Shanixia. Freeze, Lackawanna Shanixia.
She's got to shorten that. Yeah.
She does. L A Q U A N A S H A N E A C H I A. I believe Lackawanna Shanixia.
That's what it is.
And I love how it rolls off my tongue.
Lackawanna Shanixia.
Lackawanna Shanixia.
Wow.
Leech. So, yeah, she had active warrants out for her arrest. She was attempting to leave the scene. She assaulted an officer and a passenger as she got away. She will be charged with two counts of aggravated assault, two counts of leaving the scene of an accident causing injury, and one count of an accident involving damage to a vehicle. So, you want to see the before and after for her?
I do.
Ulta Beauty makeover?
I do.
Before? Mm-hmm.
Before.
After.
Oh, yeah, they did it. They did it right.
I don't know if they did it right.
Yeah.
I think that's a good look, Lise.
They did something.
That's a lot of eyelashes.
Double up the eyelashes? You got two tarantula legs on her.
I don't think you want to hear, that's a lot of eyelashes.
Yeah. I dig it.
Oh, the hair is even, her hair is different too.
Yeah. Yeah, they added some stuff. And
they gave her some sort of like
jewel.
Indian head jewel.
Yeah.
And also a jewel, what's that, like the cleft? Is that like, oh, not
no,
your
what
cleft
is that here? Called?
What's the space between, under your nose, above your lip? There's
I don't know what that's called.
What's that?
I don't know.
The
flenium?
I'm not sure what it's called, but I think that's like a Medusa piercing.
Huh. Oh, it is a piercing, you think?
Oh, do you think?
Because that looks like that's just stuck on like they do in Indian.
That, yeah, it looks like they have that hanging from her hair, or maybe it's just stuck on there. It looks like there's a little charm.
Yeah, I thought it was hanging from
the
her
braid
hair.
Right above. But that's an actual piercing you can get done. I thought it was called like the Medusa.
Was she getting ready for Halloween or something?
Maybe a party? Halloween?
It's kind of early. It's a little early, you know?
Well, people are, yeah, maybe.
There were parties on the weekend.
Yeah, there was a lot of activity over the weekend.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what Lackawanna Shanixia was up to. But that's a lot of letters.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do that to your kid.
She just go LL. That's her name, LL.
Yeah. I'm LL. Lackawanna Shanixia.
Cool J. You don't think Cool J puts a hamper on that?
Yeah.
Maybe he's Lackawanna Shanixia. Maybe that's what the L stands for.
It's ladies love.
Ladies love Cool J.
Yeah.
That's what he's going with, but I bet you it's Lackawanna Shanixia Leech.
I guarantee it's not.
Cool J.
It's
so hard to sign that name.
I know. Can you imagine?
You just have to initials.
L-A-Q-U-A-N.
You have to spell it for everyone.
Oh, right. And how do you spell that, ma'am?
Usually it's the last name, not the first name.
Not the first name.
Yeah.
L-A-Q-U-A-N-A-S-H-A-N-E-A-C-H-I-A.
Lackawanna Shanixia.
Leech.
Yeah.
I love that the last name is so simple.
I know, it's super simple.
Lackawanna Shanixia.
Leech.
It's
but
almost
she's still
like,
on the run.
It seems like maybe there was like three different people they were trying to honor when she was born.
Yeah.
maybe, you know? Like, maybe there was, like...
They just combined her
middle name. Laquana, Shane, and Akia.
What's her middle name?
Yes.
I love that guess. Yes. I think it might be two, and it's just Laquana and Shanisha.
Or Laquana, Shane.
I think Shane.
Can we look her up, like, her legalities, and see what her... If her middle name shows up.
Oh, what do you think? Jeez. Lise. See, this is why you give information, Lise. Yep. She's like, no one's thought of her middle name.
I don't know if we'll be able to find it. Probably not. Because it's all the news stories. What state is she in?
You'd have to look up like...
What state is it, Dave?
Tennessee.
So put, what is one of her those? State after and maybe something will come up.
You ever search for your own name and it comes up like
background research websites that tell you we have... Five files under your name.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's coming
up. So, like, my life.
Inmate search.
Active warrants.
Yeah, she's a...
That's another.
Miss Leach.
Miss Leach. Let's look up inmate search.
What she does. There you go. Yeah. Look at her middle name.
Laquana Shanisha Ladawana Leach. Laquana Shanisha Ladawana Leach.
Triple L's.
Yeah.
She's LLL.
Ladawana. That's a great name.
Laquana Shanisha Ladawana.
Man, when someone's mad at you, it's so hard for them to be mad at you.
Laquana Shanisha Ladawana. Charles Cameron.
Ladawana.
Latawana.
Latawana.
Well, yeah.
I think it's Ladawana. Like a Ladawana.
Ladawana.
Ladawana. Laquana Shanisha Ladawana. Leach.
You listen to me,
Ladawana. Get down here. Get down here.
Laquana Shanisha Latawana.
Maybe it's Latawana.
Ladawana.
Yeah, I'm too white. I'm too white for this game.
I know.
Unfortunately, but it looks me like Laquana Shanisha, and maybe it's Latawana. Yeah. Laquana Shanisha Latawana Leach. Not Latawana.
Latawana Shanisha Latawana.
You listen up, Laquana Shanisha Latawana. Miss Leach.
Leach.
Miss Leach. I just call her Miss Leach. Miss Leach, you're next. Yeah, so there you go.
Her parents were wild, huh?
Yeah. And that leads you to assaulting cops outside an Ulta Beauty.
Yeah.
But she's looking fierce, let me tell you.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
With a really long name. But again, still on the run. They haven't got her yet. So if you see, like, Quana Shanisha Latawana.
I'm going to try that eyelash thing.
You going to try to give that a go?
I'm going
to
try it.
Extra eyelashes?
It'd be funny if you had a forehead jewel.
That would be fun.
Like a forehead ornament.
It'd look like a fat superhero.
Fat superhero?
Yeah, there's
like
some.
Like Dr. Manhattan?
Well, one of them has like a jewel in his head.
Vision.
Yeah, Vision. Yeah, one of them has a jewel in his head. I'd be a fat Vision.
Chubby Vision.
Yeah.
Big Vision.
It's not
good.
Stay
right there. Avengers. I'm very powerful.
They call you the Appetite.
So
I can make you repeat at any time.
We're off to Naples, Florida next. This dad had good intentions. I guess his son and a buddy had been feuding.
Okay.
So he invited the buddy over, hoping they would settle their feud.
Yeah.
Man, did that backfire.
I don't know why parents try to make people friends.
It backfired. Collier County deputies have arrested a 24-year-old Naples man for attacking his former friend over the weekend. The victim and a witness were invited to David Mozzarella's house.
Oh, not Davey Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
He's of the Mozzarella family.
Awesome.
The father was trying to reconcile a relationship between old David Mozzarella and the victim. The victim ended up getting his ass beat.
Oh, sure.
David Mozzarella beat the hell out of him. And it turned violent and involved a deadly weapon.
Oh, my God.
The victim got in a car after David attacked him multiple times. When the victim was in the car, deputies say he ran into the house and came out with a knife.
Ah, yes.
David pried open the driver door with the knife
and then got him.
And continued to attack the victim by holding the knife against the victim's throat, saying he was going to stab him to death. And the dad's like, oh, geez, this didn't work out at all.
Oh, my God.
David Mozzarella's charged,
facing felony battery and aggravated assault without intent to kill.
Well, he had a chance to kill him if you wanted to kill him. When you got, if I've got a...
That's mozzarella.
Yeah, you doing mozzarella.
That's mozzarella. That's mozzarella himself.
Yeah. You know, if I've got a knife to your neck and I was gonna kill you...
You would have.
That would have been my chance right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So I guess because I didn't kill you... I guess
hey,
I really,
dads,
I
don't
really
meddle.
Did.
Don't meddle in your 24-year-old kid's
friendship. Well, especially 24. I don't understand why parents are trying to do it when they're 8. It's like, listen, they don't like each other anymore. It's just...
You got a little mozzarella and a feud. I don't know what you do.
I feel like they've been chasing around this little mozza ball for...
We got hot mozzarella coming in!
Yeah, no, he was not happy. He did not want to reconcile his friendship with this victim.
That's got to be the most loved cheese, though.
Mozzarella. It's a fine cheese.
No, it's
I don't
a
know
very
if it's
plain cheese.
That's what I mean, but I think good. It's eaten
like
more
the
than,
most mass appeal.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's, cheese, it's the most yeah. eaten cheese.
More that's, than cheddar?
I don't know.
Let's
like
find
pizza,
out.
Oh, we're going down
pizza.
This hole.
Mozzarella's on pizza, right? Mozzarella's yes. on pizza.
So you may have it there, but cheddar's on so much.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it here.
Here we go.
We found it up.
You know the answer is really American cheese anyway.
Oh, well.
That's the most popular.
Okay, let's see. Which cheese is the most popular?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella, Chuck. No. Cheddar, a close second. Then feta. Then ricotta. Then Parmigiano Reggiano.
Where's America?
Then brie. Then gouda.
Does no one like American cheese outside of America?
They probably didn't put it on the list because it's technically not cheese. It's
not really.
Plastic.
Oh, you yes. might be right.
Hey, that's the world. Let's
plastic.
See what it is in America. It is mozzarella, too. Americans eat over 30 pounds of cheese a year. 11.5 pounds of that is mozzarella, which beat out cheddar. That comes in at 9.6 pounds.
With all those pizza.
It's pizza, right?
It's all pizza. It's pizza.
It over
but because if I'm going to buy cheese like cheddar, sharp, super sharp cheddar
yeah.
is what I want. Yeah. You know, just for
yeah,
like
but
a
you
snack.
Use mozzarella like mm-hmm. think about like garlic bread,
yep.
pizza, chicken parmesan.
It's on everything.
Like, it's
dude.
On so many things that mm. is eaten in America. So there you go.
That's right. 30 pounds. 30 pounds a year. That's what we do. That's it. Easily 30 pounds.
11.5. Yeah. 11.5, and then still a ton of cheese. Picture yeah. 11.5 pounds of mozzarella piled up on a table.
That's
oh,
great.
God.
Okay, 11.5 mozzarella, about 8.5, and that's going to be just cheddar.
I love the graphic of Lisa swirling down a cheese hole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
we're falling
down a cheese hole.
She doesn't want to, but...
We'll get caught down there a while.
No, that will. That's yeah. true.
Okay, let's dig us out of this
okay,
cheese hole.
We're out.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A German man set a Guinness World Record for most body modifications, and he says he's not done yet.
They're never done.
There's no way I will ever stop.
Rolf Buchholz says yeah. his enthusiasm for body mods didn't awaken until he got his first tattoo at 40.
I put my left leg on my right leg and my right leg on my left leg. No one's done that before.
No, they haven't. It looks great.
He became addicted. He now has 516 body modifications, and he looks like some sort of insane monkey man.
Seriously?
Honestly, he looks, he's terrifying to me. Here he is.
Does this look weird?
Does this look weird? Think he looks like a really weird killer
it's,
monkey man?
The yeah. way his eyes are... Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a bizarre look.
Totally
yeah.
normal to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be in a horror movie
oh,
for sure.
Oh, my God. You could make...
Like, what is... A, why
is he talking?
You?
I'm not even. I'm afraid.
No, it's a Guinness video.
I like it.
Let's hear what he says.
The eyes are in. They are black. They are very black. I like it.
It's exactly the way
I
you
like
described
it.
I like it. It is.
Week. It's... Very big.
Jeez.
My, oh my.
Holy, he's really old now. He's yeah. how old? So he started at 40.
Lots of people think I'm the devil. But I don't believe in the devil.
Oh my God, this guy's great.
Some people think that I am the devil.
Some people think I am the devil.
He's just as German as I imagined.
Absolutely. The most German man I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got it all under his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have just one nipple piercing, and I have three.
I don't know if he has my nipples left.
Oh, that's too much.
I have tight jean shorts.
My body modification.
He did a good job of taking the attention off his birthmark on his face.
Yeah.
That's what he used to look like.
That's him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tony.
He looks like Jeffrey Dahmer, except ugly.
That's me with his leather pants with all my horns and piercings.
Time to get freaky. Now I look like Monkey Devil.
My God.
I mean, he was a super nerd before.
Yeah, that's me pleasing sexually. Oh, he burned himself in.
Jesus.
Okay, so he's done a lot to himself. He's gone through it all, man.
90% tattoo coverage.
Whoa. Man, it doesn't look good when you age.
No, it doesn't. 453 piercings altogether. Come on now.
I asked him.
You think all the body mods that he could have gotten, and they did not do anything to that thing on his cheek?
No, left it there.
I liked them all.
Because that's an original mod.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't touch your old skin.
These are just my forearm balls.
Yeah, I wonder if he can move those around at all.
Looks like it.
Or if they're kind of in place.
Highly disturbing. Magnetic implants, it said.
Oh,
then you're stuck to a wall?
My painful body modification.
Huh?
My palm tattoo.
Palm tattoo.
I can show it to you. Look.
That hurt.
That one.
It really hurt. I have no high pain tolerance.
He has no high pain tolerance?
No, he said, and I have.
He has high.
You have to have that, right?
The body modification changed only my outside. It changed not me. I'm the same person.
Very cool.
Mm. I want to just see Lisa interview that man. Because she just went,
yeah.
Huh?
Couldn't understand it. I like to listen to him.
Yeah. He's crazy.
He's got so much stuff going on.
On the inside, I am more beautiful than I am on the outsides.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Devil monkey.
I mean, hey,
imagine running into that guy.
That's what you want to do.
Imagine running into that guy on the streets.
I just, he'll God. Hang himself.
Is this weird when I hang by the streets from the sky?
Is this weird?
Yes.
He has a lot more friends than he did before, probably.
That's
a nice outfit.
I mean, and hey, whatever.
There's me standing literally on my head.
There's
who's
some
that
sumo.
Girl he's with? Look at that picture down there.
I'm with sumo wrestlers.
It's just hot chicks that have piercings that he just happens to be rolling
with. Oh my God, he's being
with.
Hung by his piercings. That looks absolutely horrible.
I'm suspended by my scrotum.
Oh my God, look at that.
But there is a chance like he's with someone hot.
Really?
I know that that's
not
it
in
sounds
that,
crazy.
Not well, in that denim short all over now.
It might be with a great looking guy.
What is that called? It's like a cut off denim overalls. What
well,
are they
what are
called?
Those? It's like a. It's like yeah. It's
is
like
it
lederhosen.
It's like a jean little overall little outfit.
Suspenders on tiny jean shorts. Check.
Yeah.
What this one? I hang
ooh,
just
he's
right
hanging
off
by
you.
His ass cheeks.
Ow.
He's hanging by his ass cheeks.
Yep. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And then he throws really in like a me. Random dessert in his all of his profile.
He's like, he loves cheesecake.
I love that he has all these wild
that's cheesecake is amazing. Like cheesecake.
What's your other passions besides body modification?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecakes. I like body modification to the max on cheesecakes. Those are my two favorites.
It's the only
by
thing
my
you
ass
post.
Cheeks and feed me cheesecake.
It's the only thing you post.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
There's
I
like four
that.
Pieces of cheesecake he's put up there.
There's another one.
There he is.
I love cheesecakes.
Cakes.
Cakes and cheese.
Hanging. He's hanging by his ass. And then there's a cheesecake.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Suspenders and piercings and cheesecakes.
That's another one.
I chocolate. Love the finer things in life.
I've got a sweet tooth.
There's another one.
Oh yes. My God. It's hilarious.
He's obsessed with cheesecake.
I love it. He's the best.
That cheesecake is amazing.
Some people try offer me pie. I don't like that.
There's two things that relax me.
Ooh, is he hanging by his beehole?
It's his cheek.
First
right?
thing is to be suspended.
Oh my God!
By my ass cheeks.
Look how
my
painful
that
looks.
Then he, he goes and gets cheesecake.
Well, yeah.
And then it's his routine.
Look at the guy's reaction behind him. He's like, what a freak.
My perfect Saturday,
you
asked.
It's one hook.
It's horribly painful.
It's one hook.
I mean, you can see his butthole.
You can.
Yes, you can.
That's why I thought at first it was his beehole they pierced and hung him from. That's in crazy. That's in crazy. That's in crazy bowl.
That's even...
I don't know. When I'm shocked by something, I can't.
It's just the words.
Can't talk.
This guy just made Dave go Wendy Williams.
Yeah. That's it, crazy.
Yeah. People are like, watch Dave closely. We think something.
I think he's
on pills and wine.
Dave took a Benadryl, an over the counter Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. Nothing relaxes me like suspending myself from my own anus and then eating a nice piece of cheesecake.
Cheesecake, anyone?
Coffee. There's all my fun.
This guy is fascinating, though.
He is.
His life.
A pony.
There's more dessert.
He loves dessert.
Freaking wow.
Piercing,
loves
spotty
dessert.
Mods, and dessert.
But I'm not
like
suspended.
With coffee, tea, or coffee.
It's his two things.
Is his Instagram have anything before his modifications, or he probably just started it when he got his modification?
I'm still scrolling. He posts a lot.
Be interesting to see his life before.
Yeah.
Right. I think you got a glimpse. He was had a pony.
Yeah. He was had a super nerd with a pony.
It's all mod.
Can somebody bring me some cheesecake while I hang by my nipple? Please.
I wonder if those ones that you just passed by with the eye with the line through it or stuff they got removed from it.
Yeah, I was wondering like that too.
Like it's too crazy.
Never seen that before.
Probably there he is in some sort of thong. Jesus.
When they have the eye, are you able to click on it and look at it?
I don't know.
No?
It's been a while. Or but I feel like that's gone. What my images would look like when Instagram would pull them down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another one of my passions.
He must have a girl or something because there was a caricature drawing that you get like the carnival with him and a lady. I wonder if that's his lady of the moment.
Is she a good looking lady?
She looked normal. She looked like her ears were stretched like mine, like she had plugs. But
yeah.
Wow.
Man, that made me dizzy watching that.
Yeah.
I know.
And there's nothing normal on there.
No, I mean, I don't know how far it goes back. I just keep scrolling, he posts a lot.
I make a lot of memories.
Try and click that eyeball one that didn't. That's like, he's surrounded by chicks that are hot.
Yeah,
because he's doing all these things that at normal places
he's going to like events.
Oh boy. So I wonder why that one was bad.
Well, again, it's so weird that the things that are flagged, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, isn't that funny? Like, that is...
Someone flagged them.
Someone must have flagged them.
They didn't flag the rest.
They didn't hang the ones where he's hanging by his...
Wow, he's hanging from his face.
Maybe that's why there's blood
hanging
in that
from his face.
Hanging by moon. I don't know how we went to... Was that Lifehouse?
Yes.
Hanging by my beehole here with you.
Right to Christian rock. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a disturbing one. One underneath that one. Right there.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Old German ass crack.
Oopsie poopsie.
Please welcome old German ass crack.
Hanging by my hair with you.
Oh my God.
Hanging by.
That's just a great. That'd be the performance of the century if you go to where he's hanging by his butt cheeks and then up a mic and start singing Lifehouse. He's hanging by his beehole here with you. Art.
What a weird show that would be.
That'd be really weird.
Really weird.
Somebody just singing a cappella to it.
It looks like his cheesecake thing is new. Like
his obsession.
Down. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
When I ran out of things to pierce, that's when I went right to cheesecakes.
If you want to see what this guy looks like, what Rolf looks like, we'll put it up on Twitter. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Rolf.
That's Rolf the piercing cheesecake lover. He's a different guy. We're going to stay in Germany for this next thing, and maybe Rolf was at this. Police in Berlin, Germany, raided a 600-person fetish party over the weekend for not following coronavirus rules.
Well,
they say there was just too many people for such a little space.
600?
600 people. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't have the story somewhere. Because it wouldn't print out on my... Yeah, well, that's about all I may be able to tell you about that one.
No.
I feel like I had some printer issues right before.
No.
There we go. I sent it to myself so I can...
give you some more of the details once it loads.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. In the evening, Berlin police, together with the federal police, used large-scale controls to check compliance with coronavirus rules. A fetish party with about 600 guests came to an abrupt end Saturday night. Officials dissolved the event. They say just too many people there. The organizer expects proceedings for violating the infection protection ordinance because minimum distance could not be kept because of the large number of people. So the organizer ended the party at the request of the officials. The guests were released into the Berlin night and sent home.
Run! Scatter!
Everyone scatter! I don't know what, as a police officer over there, you're like, listen, we are about to bust a Berlin fetish party. I don't know what we will see.
You know, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be wild.
So then we are going to, it's going to be very hard for us not to join in.
Yes, exactly. I brought my leather.
I have leather all under my police uniform.
But yeah, that's insane. Coronavirus.
I would love to see if there were pictures of the people fleeing into the night.
Except Esperin.
Except Esperin.
I don't know, it was in German, so yeah, I hope I clicked the right button.
Cookies, you just accepted cookies.
Except Esperin.
Don't you know German? You
yeah, but I don't know accent. It took 1 year.
Yeah. He got the accent down when you read the word.
12 or 13 phrases.
Except in German.
Something about closing a door. How to do homework.
Sketches. No photos are allowed, but we found sketches from inside Berlin's fetish
club.
That's
what I do. I go to fetish places and I do sketching.
I sketch fetishes. I'm a fetish sketcher.
Look at that one.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be at that one.
No.
That person's legs are
quite deformed.
They're wild.
Not very attractive.
What's in her mouth? What's
that? That's a long, one of them long smokes, you know, with the little, it's got the...
Like a cigarette holder?
Yeah.
Very long nipples on that sketch.
Yeah. Well, area there, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, that's James Alford.
Wow. Is this
Pierce's penis is protruding.
That's right. Sure.
Yeah, just to give you a little taste of what's underneath the rest of that.
Yeah.
And that, she's got a big old dumper.
A big old dumper.
Dumper? Big old dumper.
I don't know why there's a bathtub there, but there is.
Yeah. Well, that, and look at the size of this one.
Splish, splash.
A lot of stuff goes on, as you can imagine, at a Berlin fetish club.
Yeah.
But 600 people.
Things got
busy. Holy crap. Like, would you go to a Berlin fetish club just to, for the
people watching,
the life experience of it? Like, don't, not to do anything, just to just be like, oh, holy
never.
Cow.
Well, okay, so I can, when you and I went to that fetish show, Chuck, years and years ago, I would feel like that is nothing. Like
that was nothing. That was nothing.
It's like the PG version of what a Berlin fetish show would
that
be.
That was
like
absolutely nothing.
I think at a Berlin one, you're going to find a lot of feces.
Oh, my God.
They like that over there.
Oh, speaking of that.
What?
Speaking of feces? High end here.
Listeners sent, you know how we've said Craigslist is just unleashing the hounds. You can put anything up there now. They've just stopped cracking down on posts. This listener was looking for a job over the weekend under female talent needed.
Got one.
She found this. See if I can bring it up here for you. There it is. It's in Detroit, and it says, looking for slim to average female, 2 to 3 times per week, to make human-made brownies and lemonade.
I don't like that.
Naturally. Wink, wink.
Oh, no.
Must be willing to deliver right into my mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wants it fresh and hot out the kitchen.
Wow. 30-minute job each time. Can't be shy. Need a regular person. $75 flat rate. Plus tip for more fudge brownies.
That's going to make me just throw right up.
And their numbers are right here.
Left their text.
Left their number for to text. Right there.
It's just hard as hell trying to find a nice homemade human brownie and lemonade person. I had to go to Craigslist.
You know, I know you've been searching a long time.
Taking me forever to find love. That's all I want.
God, I know.
They're like right here.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, James,
I really
hope you find
them.
He set you up with that.
The funny thing is that he said wink, wink, like you wouldn't know what human chip brownies and lemonade are.
Yeah, but what's James going to pose as a chick?
I'd have to catfish him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He would.
Do you going to get him?
I don't think it's... Hey, Mr. Man, I'll be your brownie baker.
How would he respond if we called him? Do you think he would hang up instantly? He'd be devastated.
He'd probably be offended that you called him and didn't text him.
Mm. Yeah, you can't call.
Like, you can't follow directions. You're out.
Yeah.
Sir, we understand you're looking for a human poop.
Yeah. I sure am.
Oh, thank you so much for responding. It's early, but I'm ready.
I guess you got breakfast?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is cream of wheat?
All right.
So it's a 30-minute job each time. Does that mean you have a 30-minute, like... maximum amount of time?
I think he's saying
he wants a 30-minute.
He wants at least 30 minutes.
You've got to give him 30 minutes of your excretions.
Gotcha.
He says things that you don't need to say.
3 minutes?
He says, you can't be shy if you're going to take this position. And I love that he's like, I want to make it friendly, so I'll add a little lemon emoji right by the lemonade. And then naturally, wink, wink. He says unnecessary.
So does he say more tip for more fudge brownies, like more than one?
I think that's leftovers. Is it going to give you a little like carry out? Once you're done, you got to poop in the Tupperware so you can savor it later.
I assume that it was, it's more about consistency.
Is that?
You think it's more so he wants fudge brownies and less chocolate syrup.
Okay.
Dude, I'm gonna.
That'll do it.
I'm gonna puke.
That'll do it.
That's done. Would you prefer chocolate soft serve? I'm sorry.
That's done it.
Yeah.
You want a thick brownie?
Mm.
I know. I prefer my brownies thick.
Yeah. No one likes a runny.
Anyway, this listener did not apply for the gig.
Okay, that's good.
So you know, she's.
It's 3 days I've been waiting.
It's 3 days ago.
I've learned everything about this person in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I will not reveal anything, but I
is it wild times?
Yeah.
What, Lise?
I'm not saying a
she's
word.
She's not saying a word.
Not saying a word, but it's very easy to check.
Can we go on
down.
Your screen?
Yeah.
You got over here, Lise. What's on the Lisa computer?
Oh, I have to,
I don't know which. I never know.
Oh, my God.
Very disturbing. Okay.
Look where the work.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So I'll go back through how I got here.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Well, okay. So
that's him.
But then I went. Oh. This is what I did. I just.
Okay. Show me. Show me your ways. Yep, that's how you did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it came up. Okay. There you go.
Yep. There you go. And then you're like, oh, who's this? Reveal the name.
And then it's that person.
Oh, my God. It's right.
Holy smokes.
So, yeah.
Like, yeah, he put his phone number.
He could figure everything out.
Put his phone number on there.
Yes.
That leads me to think, is this somebody pulling a prank on that guy?
You think so?
I mean...
That's really bad.
I don't doubt that the guy's probably looking for some homemade fudge brownies to wrap his lips around, but I almost wonder, like, this is what my buddies would do. Be like, you know what? We're gonna get Matt. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put this ad on Craigslist looking for poop and put his real phone number down. That'll teach him.
That's a horrible thing to do.
A free refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know? And then you put down your buddy's phone number so he keeps getting calls about a free fridge.
So you think that's it? I think it's a joke.
I don't know.
That's a crazy ad to put up with a phone number.
I don't think it's a joke. I think that...
You think it's for real?
I think
it's
a
different number? Like, he's got a couple numbers, probably.
No, I think that that's his number, but it's not a thinker, you know?
Doesn't realize people could just Google his number and instantly find out so much about him.
Get how it works, you know, the internet. He put a lemon by the lemonade.
Yeah,
he did.
If he's 57, I mean, how many 57-year-olds or good jokes played on them like that?
Yeah,
right?
Fair
enough, yeah.
Not really.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh my God, you guys. Oh, my God. I've uncovered too much.
Oh, my God. I never really investigated all the way to a person's actual life before.
Well, you know why? Because it's
usually they don't
put your number.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
If you're going to make a Craigslist ad today,
don't
guys.
Don't put your number in there.
You stupid, poop man. You stupid.
You're so stupid. You
crazy perv.
You're so stupid.
You're going to ask for poop and pee brownies, and then you're going to put your phone number? That's stupid.
We got you.
Busted. That's so stupid.
I already know who you is.
I was shocked. No one ever puts their number in there.
No.
Do an email or however they do it on Craigslist.
Usually you auto respond to the Craigslist ad, and they send you.
This guy doesn't know how it works.
Two words for you, stupid.
He's too old for this fetish, right?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't really know that he can find all of his information. My goodness almighty.
I will leave this now.
Yeah,
okay. Investigation over.
Case closed.
Right. But
it looks real. You know, it's not a...
Yeah, listen, I don't think 57-year-old guys are doing the scat poop too often. It's the prank.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, you know, the circles he probably runs in. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's not really there.
I think he seems like a loner myself. I don't know what kind of circles he's running in.
You think they're still, like, those guys are pulling that kind of joke?
Jokes, no, but...
But reality? Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, the real could be the deal, but...
I tell you, you stupid. You're so stupid.
You know what? You stupid.
I hope it's fake, like it's. But I feel bad for the person who's connected to it.
I thought James was onto something until I saw his age, and I just think at 57, you're not pranking that. Mm-hmm. You're not getting pranked that way.
Yeah, he just doesn't know.
It's not enough money.
The $75 flat rate.
It's not enough money.
You don't think he could get women to poop on him for? This has been up there for 3 days, by the way.
Yeah, for like a.
Many days?
3 days.
Mom. Mm.
Be interesting to know how many hits he's gotten.
Oh, I love.
Hope, no, none.
I need someone to text with him just to see what he.
Yeah, but how do we do that? We don't have like.
No, I'm not texting Sir Poops a lot either.
I'm using my phone for this one. You got all stuff on my personal thing.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, no.
The show wants to get a burner phone. I'm on.
Yeah, we need a burner phone.
We do. We need a burner phone and burner email to proceed with these investigations.
Official 60 minutes
perv investigator.
We need to get to the bottom of some of these. Mm. Anyway, Lisa found him, and he's stupid.
Yeah,
he's stupid.
He put it out.
If we call, he won't answer the phone. Plus, what will we say?
Hi.
I'll be like, hey,
can we see him?
You in the market for some human made brownies and lemonade?
If he'd take a man's.
I'm a slim female.
You gotta block the number. You gotta do *67.
Oh no,
or
you can't. You're not doing this.
Hold on your butts. Oh my god.
What if it's fake? What if it's fake? What if this whole thing is fake? I don't think you should do this to this poor person.
Okay, I can *67 on my phone.
I don't think you should do this to this poor person. It may not be real.
That's true. This could be like ruin his whole life. Poop brownies.
Make sure lemon on the lemonade's a little salty.
He's going to know. You're doing this on your phone?
No, I did the star on my... I can't do it from our...
I don't know.
I'll just speak to him.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to speak to him.
So you're
hold on. Hold on. Oh it's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. I'm on my...
No, wake up!
Okay.
it was going to say. I
think it was going to say the number.
It went right to voicemail.
Did it say the name?
No, it just gave the number.
Okay.
Yeah. Please leave your message for...
You must be busy.
Oof. He's in the middle of a delivery.
Yeah.
It's right around breakfast time. It's 9 a.m.
Can't talk with his mouth full.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he could just be on the other line.
You think he prefers his brownies with nuts?
He's not on
After ringing once, it went to voicemail.
Because he just has it on, like, do not disturb or whatever it is. It just instantly picked up and went to voicemail.
Or it could be because you put a blocking thing on there. His phone will not take it. It'll go straight to your messages.
Yeah. If it's, like, an unknown number, whatever.
Maybe my investigation was not right.
Let me try him one more time.
But it looked right. Looked like it.
Your investigation's...
Pretty solid.
You saw how I did it. I mean,
that's not how you did it.
No, you did it right.
You know what you're doing.
Because I did it too. I got the same results.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're all good.
Okay.
He's a full-fledged perv.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.